Thank you. I kept my bio brief, and if this goes as rehearsed, I'll be done in 5 minutes. So, but I seem to get long-winded sometimes. So, the title of my program is Using the National Public Health Performance Standards Program to Define the Role of the Local Health Department. And I'd like to acknowledge my partners in this, Dr. Ian Newman from the University of Nebraska and Dr. David Corbin from the University of Nebraska at Omaha. So, I have to say I have no relationships to disclose. So the research question for this project was, to what extent does the capacity for assessment, evaluation, and research impact the public health system's overall capacity? And the methods, this was a non-experimental, archival, cross-sectional analysis of the National Public Health Performance Standards Program data. The subjects were 529 local public health systems from 30 states. Each local health system completed the National Public Health Performance Standards Program local instrument version 1 between 2002 and 2007. The local instrument contains 521 activity variables nested within 28 higher order variables nested within the 10 essential public health service indicators. And the analyses consisted of multiple linear regressions to assess the independent effect of essential services 1, 2, 9, and 10 on the capacity scores for essential services 3 through 8. So the independent variables were essential services 1, 2, 9, and 10. The dependent variables were essential services 3 through 8. And I had two comparison groups. The first group were systems, public health systems, with local health departments having 25 or more FTE employees, full-time equivalent employees. And comparison group two is public health systems with local health departments having fewer than 25 full-time equivalent employees, which according to the National Association of County and City Health Officials, the groups with the smaller health departments actually makes up about 65% of the public health departments in the United States. So the results, it's not that small. I thought it would be. I wasn't sure what I'd have to work with. So looking at the mean scores, the mean scores or the capacity scores for my two comparison groups, the FTE greater than or equal to 25 versus FTE less than 25, notice that the larger health department groups, the mean capacity score is greater in all cases, however, not significantly greater with essential service number 4, which is mobilized partnerships, with essential service number 7, which is link folks to the necessary care, and also with essential service number 9, evaluation. And in each of those cases, the capacity is fairly low anyways. And optimal capacity, according to the CDC, who puts out the National Public Health Performance Standards, optimal capacity is 80 or greater. So you can see where these fall in line in relation to 80. As far as the regression analyses results, given my dependent variables of essential services 3 through 8, notice that my R square was greater, so there was more variability accounted for with the smaller health department group. But really, most notably, I like to jump to the bottom because when I combined all of the capacity scores for essential services 3 through 8, I was able to account for 64% of the variability with the larger health department group and 73% of the variability with the smaller health department group. So suggests some pretty good predictability. The assessment components, essential services 1, 2, 9, and 10, had a pretty good predictability of essential services 3 through 8, which, and I would refer to those essential services 1, 2, 9, and 10 as being more of a discovery type of an essential service or a function within the system. So when we look at that combined group of essential services 3 through 8, notice that all of my beta coefficients were statistically significant, at least at 0.05, but with the smaller health departments, my beta coefficients were all statistically significant at 0.01. And once again, that was that group, the variability accounted for was 73%. So discussion, what does it all mean? Because that's the boring part, and this is kind of the fun part. Here's the model that we're used to seeing. This is the Public Health in America model. You know, and I one day I was sitting in a room looking at this. I was at a group function with a group of Nebraska health directors just looking at this model, and it does suggest some linear relationship with the way that the arrows point from the three core functions. And so, you know, I kept thinking, well, gosh, why don't we treat this as having any sort of a linear relationship? Because if you're familiar with the National Public Health Performance Standards Program, the way that that assesses each of the 10 essential services, it assesses them independent of each other. And so what you end up with are capacity scores that really are all over the board. You might have a capacity in assessment in essential service 1 or 2 at 30%. You may have a capacity in inform, educate, and empower, which we all like to do, might be 70%. And that kind of is an indication that we oftentimes take our pet projects and we like to inform, educate, and empower on those. However, that might not be what the data has shown us that we need to be doing. So I've taken this model and I've adjusted it slightly. You know what, I do want to back up though. How do I go back? Yeah. Okay. In this model, I just want to point out that the health department's function within the public health system is as system manager. So certainly the health department is seen as kind of the core of the public health system to provide the necessary information to make that system thrive as system manager, but the way that I've changed this model gives the health department a slightly different role. Notice in black, I suggest that the health department's sole role is to take themselves out of, well, they're always going to be in the system, but don't assess the system for essential services 1, 2, 9, or even 10. The health department's role really should be to build their capacity in assessment. And I've also taken assessment and I've included essential service 9. Evaluation should be part of the assessment component. As is suggested with Green and Kruder's precede-proceed model, assessment is something that you consider, evaluation is something that you consider as part of the assessment process. So I've moved evaluation from assurance, put it into assessment, and in the black area really is the redefining of what the health department's role should be in this process. So if the health department works to build the capacity within assessment, or 1, 2, 9, and 10, or even 1 and 2, as I'll go on to suggest, theoretically, based on the predictability of these variables, having that high capacity then should set essential services 3 through 8 into motion and actually make the public health system thrive. So a slightly different way to look at this, I'm going to take a quick drink here. Is if we were to apply this to what we have currently for assessment score or capacity scores from the National Public Health Performance Standards Program, the red bar represents, and as I said earlier, these capacity scores are all over the board. Notice that I've combined 1 and 2. We have a 37% capacity according to the red bar. And in developing policies, according to the red bar, we're at 65% capacity. So somehow, what we're saying is developing policies is really independent of the process. It has nothing to do with what our assessment has told us to do. So based on what I found, one of the suggestions would be that we weight all of the assessment capacity scores by the assessment score, the combination of essential services 1 and 2. So if you weight them each, notice the black bar then, we've got inform, educate, and empower would be 38 times 0.37 comes up with an actual weighted score of 14. So the only way that you can improve capacity in that area is either get 100% capacity to then meet the 37% capacity in assessment, or improve your capacity score to 80% or greater, and that would then automatically bring up your capacity scores in each of those following, but it would build in that the necessary dependency that has to happen with this process. 5 minutes, I'm doing pretty good actually. I'm going to simply close by reading two things. You know, I found these quotes straight out of the Future of Public Health. You know, this is where we got the three core functions of public health. And so I thought it was interesting that the Institute of Medicine said the following. They said, Assessment is inherently a public function because policy formulation, in order to be legitimate, is expected to take in all relevant available information and be based on objective factors to the extent possible. And they go on to say, a fully developed assessment function is an absolute essential part of the ideal public health system, and it is one that the committee believes to be in large measure attainable. So, taking us all the way back to kind of the roots of modern public health and what came out of the Future of Public Health document, I'm using their own words to say that really assessment, I think, capacity for assessment is really where we need to start as local public health departments. That will build the system as a whole. So that's it. Thank you.